Welcome to Connie Mack Stadium in Philadelphia, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Neil Berry. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Young. Batting third. The left fielder, Dick Kokos. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Vic Wertz. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dick Krahoski. Batting sixth. The catcher, Clint Courtney. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Johnny Groth. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Billy Hunter. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Blizka. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Mike Blizka. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Joe DeMaestri. Batting second. The right fielder, Dave Philly. Batting third. The third baseman, Lauren Babe. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Eddie Robinson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Gus Zerniel. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Cass Michaels. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Ed McGee. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Murray. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Marian Fricano. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Marian Fricano. And now, play ball. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry strikes out. One out. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Michael settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Kokos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kokos hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Courtney settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Courtney. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Krahoski fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Lauren Babe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Babe hits a ball on the ground towards first. Krahoski fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first, with Blizka covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz hits a fly ball into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski takes first base on ball four. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Krahoski. The throw from Murray and he is out, DeMaestri applying the tag. Two outs. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Babe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Athletics. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee takes first base on ball four. Ray Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cocos. Murray reaches second base with a double. McGee goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Athletics. Marion Fricano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fricano hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Murray moves to third. Two outs. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. DeMaestri takes first base on ball four. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-1 in the game. Philly hits a line drive to right field. The ball gets by Wirtz. Groth fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Groth. Murray scores. DeMaestri goes all the way around to score. Philly moves to second. It's 4-0, Athletics. Dick Littlefield now pitching. Lauren Babe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Babe is 0-for-1 in the game. Babe hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Philly scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-0, Athletics. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Courtney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-1, Athletics. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter hits a line drive into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Littlefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littlefield hits a line drive into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Browns 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Zerniel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-1 in the game. Michaels strikes out. Two outs. Ed McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. McGee hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-1 in the game. Young hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson scoops it up and throws to first, with Fricano covering, for the out. One out. Dick Cocos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cocos is 0-for-1 in the game. Cocos bunts towards the right side of the infield. Michaels fields the ball and throws it to first. safe. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 1 in the game. Wirtz hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Zerniel, who is chasing the ball. Wirtz reaches third base with a triple. Cocos goes all the way around to score. It's 5-2, Athletics. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Krahoski hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Wirtz scores. Two outs. It's 5-3, Athletics. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 0 for 1 in the game. Courtney hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fricano fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Browns 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Ray Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Murray hits a fly ball into left field. Coco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marian Fricano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fricano is 0 for 1 in the game. Fricano takes first base on ball 4. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. DeMaestri hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Littlefield fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Groth hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 0 for 1 in the game. Hunter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Groth moves to second. Dick Littlefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littlefield is 0 for 1 in the game. Littlefield hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 2 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Browns 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Lauren Babe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Babe is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Babe hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Barry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson strikes out. Two outs. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Zerniel is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 2 in the game. Young hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Cocos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cocos is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cocos hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michaels fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Krahoski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fricano fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Browns 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-2 in the game. Michaels hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. McGee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Michaels moves to second. Ray Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Murray bunts towards the mound. Littlefield fields it and throws to first for the out. Michaels moves to third. McGee moves to second. One out. Marian Fricano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fricano is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Fricano strikes out. Two outs. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. DeMaestri hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 0-for-2 in the game. Courtney hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michaels fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hunter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michaels fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Browns 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Philly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lauren Babe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Philly moves to second. Lauren Babe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Babe is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Babe hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Barry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-3 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Zerniel hits a fly ball into right field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Hank Edwards pinch hits for Dick Littlefield. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 3 in the game. Berry takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 3 in the game. Young hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Berry trying to get to third. Philly throws the ball into Babe, who tags Berry for the out. Two outs. Dick Kokos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kokos is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Kokos strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Browns 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Don Larson now pitching. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards third. Berry fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. McGee hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Young settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Murray hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Marion Fricano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fricano is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Fricano hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Wirtz hits a pop-up towards short. DeMaestri settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Krahoski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 0 for 3 in the game. Courtney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 5, and St. Louis Browns, 3. Goodbye from Connie Mack Stadium in Philadelphia.